What Now? January 12, 2023. By Justice Anavon writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Here is my reply for the below comment by devismize@gmail.com. To all the unvaxxed, and especially to you, who stand alone surveying the enormity of the harm these monsters have done to the whole human race. To all the vaxxed who now dimly realize what has been done to you and your children. This has been done by a small group of supremely cowardly madmen, mainly faceless industrialists who used politicians and the military as pawns to do their bidding. The complicit members of the military will be meeting this week at a secret location to assess the progress of their plan. None of them know we know. And it doesn't matter how many times they change their plans. We will still know. The complicit politicians have already removed themselves, hoping to disappear behind a smokescreen of tales of cloning and CGI technology. We now know why all the tales of executions taking place at Gitmo. More smokescreen for the politicians and their families. But no matter how they try to hide or what they try to do from here on in, they will be countered and opposed. At every level of society they will meet their matches. Their every breath and move will be known. And they will not succeed without paying the price of eternal damnation. What they have done to and wished on others will be their own inheritance, forever. And as they know themselves, we are not alone. Throughout the history we have been able to trace, the liars have used several main methods to mislead mankind with respect to history and science. These methods are 1. The Hegelian dialectic. They cause a problem, they raise the alarm, they offer their pre-planned solution to the problem, only now they have stacked this method so that instead of offering any honest solution, they merely create another problem with their solutions. Sooner or later people will recognize this and call them out on it. Hasten the day. 2. Anathema, proclaiming that vital parts of scripture are anathema because they don't fit the liar's narrative. 3. Perversion and distortion of scripture and especially prophetic teachings, twisting them so as to seek the opposite result. For example, teaching people to fear God, instead of striving to know and understand God. 4. Doing things to prevent prophecy from coming true, for example, building a turnpike over the site of the actual Temple Mount to prevent the Third Temple from being built. 5. Orchestrating man-made fulfillment of prophecy to further the liar's agenda. For example, the Twin Towers disaster and the prophecy of the sycamores and cedars. 6. Seeking to steal the blessings of the righteous just as Jacob deceived his father to steal Isaac's birthright from him. Notice, Esau never received the birthright. Jacob's theft was from Isaac, yet they focus your attention on Esau as the bad guy and mislead entire generations. 7. Trying to invert the blessings of the true church so that they fall on the Church of Rome instead, and on the Holy Roman Empire. They are dumb enough to think that they can fool God as easily as they have fooled mankind. 8. Try to steal the blessings reserved for the lost tribes of Israel for the benefit of Gog and Magog by having Gog and Magog assume the identities of the lost tribes, a process that began centuries ago when Slavs from Eastern Europe were converted to Judaism and these non-Hebrew Jews were set up to assume the identity of the lost tribes which had already passed to the West and which, if Michael McKibben is to be believed, no longer exist. 9. Limit the timeline of history with religious belief, so that people reject the age of the earth and ignore the evidence of cyclic cataclysm every 2,500 years, which is what they are enacting right now, and the evidence of many prior advanced civilizations which have been destroyed by the same liars. 10. Accuse everyone else of what they are doing themselves. Note how they try to pass responsibility for the plague they have unleashed on the Chinese. When they hold the patents and contracts and telltale legislation all leads to them. These liars have gotten away with this because people trusted them and thought that they were someone else, just as Isaac believed he was giving his birthright to Esau, not Jacob. We have been deceived by a race of imposters whose only defining traits are deceit and cowardice. Thereby you shall know the liars by what they do and not what they say, and by their works of infamy and cruelty and not by their appearances. And you shall see what they have done and hold them accountable for their evils with a true hand and mind. Look to Isaac, the offended one. Pay no attention to Esau. The judgment is now upon them and they won't escape from it. To all those who now number among the walking dead, take stock of your situation, and resolve to make what is left of your life count in the battle against the liars who have killed you. All those who still live unpolluted by the mark of the beast, realize that you cannot make love with the vaccinated, for it spreads like AIDS through body fluids. All those destined to win through to the very end, harden the sword of truth and shield that goes with it, make every bit of life left in us count for the overthrow of those who have done this to the innocent. Become the living terror of the primal creator and destroy the liars at every level. See through their disguises and excuses to the heart of the matter. Don't let them focus your brain power for you. Resolutely determine what you focus your attention on for yourself. Turn off their propaganda machines disguised as news. Breathe. Know that our scientists are even now cracking the epigenetic code and learning ways to encapsulate the snake protein. Imagine being free of them and all their lies and devices, so that they are no more. Imagine being at peace with what is true and no longer feeling uncertain. Imagine having health and life in abundance. Search in yourself for the key of life. Imagine a mighty tide of fire overtaking those who have done this in the dark. Imagine their own technology turned against them. Imagine them dissolving away like so many shadows at break of day. Imagine yourself and those you love safe and sound in the beautiful world you yearn for and deserve. And be resolved that this is the end of it. Give Bill Gates his own final solution and all the generals and industrialists with him, too. Hold them down with your every thought, and join with all the others of like mind to build a peaceful and healthy and abundant world. Together, we will be done with the liars. We will cleanse ourselves and our nations of war and wipe away those that profit from death and disease, so that there is no profit in it anymore. We will serve them the portion they prepared for others so that perfect justice is done.